called Bible Questions Answered. And I have 60 plus questions that people ask that we're going to endeavor to answer in 10 or 15 minutes each. Now, of course, a lot of those questions, you cannot give an exhaustive reply in 10 or 15 minutes, and that's not our intention. Our intention is to give you a Bible answer, capsule form, so that you will know what the correct answer is, what Bible truth is, and give you enough scripture references to go with it so that you can go on your own and look up the rest of the references and get you headed in the right direction. Okay? We're not trying to teach you all there is to know about any of these questions. We're trying to give you a scriptural answer and enough information on it so that you can take your own Bible and in your own leisure time, you'll be on the right trail, headed in the right direction, and you can supply all the little pieces that aren't there. Okay? So, if you say, well, you didn't say so-and-so about this, you're probably right, but we need an hour or an hour and a half to say all the things you probably want to hear. Now, the questions that we're going to answer are in no particular order. I just sat down one afternoon at my desk and wrote down whatever popped into my mind that I could think of that people are interested in or have questions about, things I've been asked about over the years. And so they're in no order at all. I mean, there's questions about UFOs and all kind of stuff tangled up next to what does the Bible say about tithing and all. So there's no order, no sequence. We're just going to do them as they popped in my head. So don't say, well, he talked about this one tonight, so the next logical question is so... Might not be the logical question in my mind. Amen. Matter of fact, your question might not even have been in my mind. So we'll start that tonight, and we'll do that until we get tired of it. All right? Now, the first question is this. What happens at death? What happens to you when you die? Now, there's all kind of people got all kind of ideas about that. Jehovah's Witnesses teach one thing, and us Baptists teach something else, and the Bible probably teaches something else. What we're going to do is look and see what the Bible says about death and dying. And the reason we do that is because the Jehovah's Witnesses and some other groups teach that the body and the soul are the same, or the soul stays with the body at death and lays in the grave until the resurrection. And that's kind of a miserable kind of a thought. I don't see where you can take any comfort in thinking that your loved ones, their personality and their life and their vitality is laying in the grave with the rain dripping down out of 6 foot of dirt in their face. That's not very exciting to me. I must prefer to believe that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Now, so what does the Bible say? Well, the Bible teaches us, one, that we're a trichotomy. There are three parts to you. You're a body, a soul, and a spirit. That's found in 1 Thessalonians. And I pray God preserve you blameless, body, soul, and spirit. Now, the body is one thing, and the soul is something else, and the spirit is something else again. And they can be divided asunder, according to the book of Hebrews. The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword, dividing asunder the joints and marrow of the bones. And all. So the body and the soul and the spirit, while you and I cannot make a distinction between them, God can divide them. And at death, they're separated. And we tend to think of man as a single unit, when in reality, there are three parts to him. Now, when you die, here's what happens. At death, your spirit goes back to God, saved or lost. Does it make any difference? At death, the spirit of man goes back to God. That's found in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 19 and 20 and 21. At death, your body, that thing you spend all your time on, that thing that you lavish all your money on, that thing you paint and primp and fix up and exercise and diet and count your fat grams and your caloric intake and all that thing that you think is the greatest thing in the world, that thing that you, you'll take care of it and neglect your spiritual life, that thing, your body, when it dies, goes in the ground. It's the least desirable, least valuable part of you. It's the time, it's the part we spend all of our time on. It's the part we worry about. We'll run to the doctor. We'll buy medicine. We'll buy special shampoos and special soaps and ointments and creams and lipstick and perfume and God knows what, and go down to Gold's Gym and burn up 500 calories an afternoon trying to keep that thing in shape just to watch it get old, pallow, wrinkled, and die. And the whole time neglect our soul and our spirit. We're wild. And then when it dies, it goes in the ground. We trash it. We junk it. Take it out, dig a hole, cover it up, and bury it because nobody wants to look at it, and nobody wants to smell it. Amen. That's found in Luke chapter 16, verse 22, and Genesis chapter 50, verse 26. When you die, they bury you. Dear old Mr. Garcia, who has played rock and roll music and been a terrible negative influence in the lives of countless millions of young people, in a day or two at most, they're going to take his rancid, mortified body and bury it someplace. Out of sight and out of mind, because he's going to stink. Amen. I always think about these Hollywood movie stars. You know, they think they're so great and so grand, and everybody's got them up on such pedestals and stuff. But you know, I bet you Marilyn Monroe had not been dead 3 hours when Ted Kennedy didn't want to see him anymore. Amen. I guarantee you, after a week, you couldn't have paid him to stay in the room with her. And when you're dead, they're going to bury you too. Now, so your spirit, man's spirit, goes back to God at death. His body goes in the grave. And his soul, if he's saved, goes to heaven. 2 Corinthians 5:8. To be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Paul said, I knew a man above 14 years ago, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. Such an one caught up to the third heaven where God is. In such an one will I glory. So when you die, if you're saved and washed in the blood of the Lamb, your spirit goes back to God who gave it, your body goes in the ground, hidden out of sight, and your soul goes to God. Now, if you're lost, your soul goes to hell. But if it's washed in the blood of the Lamb, and I'm going to take it for granted tonight that everybody here is saved, or at least pretends or professes to be saved, if you die and you're washed in the blood, where's your body going? Going in the ground. But the part of you that's eternal, where's it going? It's going home to glory. Amen? And so, when you die, you get a quick free ride home to glory. Now, somebody asked, a couple years ago, I was talking to somebody, and they said, well, where do the animals go when they die? You know, they have pet cemeteries these days. And you can get your pet rock buried, or you can get your pet cat buried, or your pet dog. And you can pay $300-$400 to get that little sucker put in the ground. Or I read a thing here not long ago where they take it out in the lake and have a ceremony over it and put it in a little concrete casket. And sink it. Sink what? A kitty cat. A parakeet. It's dead. And it's not in heaven. Amen? So how do you know that? Because when an animal dies, the Bible said his spirit goeth downward. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. The spirit of man goeth upward, and the spirit of the beast goeth downward. Okay? So if you're looking for Fido over in Glory Land, wasting your time, pal. Kiss your cat goodbye down here, because you ain't ever going to see him again. I know that breaks some people's heart. God bless them little hearts. But your little baby ain't going to be up there in glory. For one thing, he doesn't have a living soul like you have. Now, let me say this. Animals, listen to me. Animals do have a soul. Animals have a spirit. And animals have a body. Now, I've told you for 20 years, I've been preaching, that if it doesn't have three parts, it's not real. I don't care what it is. There's no such thing that exist in reality that does not have three parts. It's got a front, a back, and a middle. It's got width, height, and depth. See? It's got an inside, an outside, and a middle part. It's got a past, a present, and a future. If it's real, there are three parts. Now, an animal's got three parts, just like you do. He's got a body, a soul, and a spirit. So now, how do you know that, preacher? Well, because it's in the Bible. See? There's all kind of stuff in the Bible. Take your Bible and turn to Numbers chapter 31. Numbers 31. Now, you believe everything the Bible says, don't you? I mean, the book is the final authority. All right, Numbers chapter 31, look at verse 28. What's them cows got? Somebody want to read it for me? Do those beeves have souls? Says they do, doesn't it? Well, now, so here in Ecclesiastes, it says that a beast has a spirit that goes down. In Numbers 31, it says that animal's got a soul. And, of course, you know the animal's got a body. You can see that. That's what you cut in pieces and put on the charcoal grill and have for dinner. So that animal's got a body, a soul, and a spirit. Now, you find a reference to an animal having a soul again in Revelation chapter 16. See? So, the animal's a trichotomy just like a man. You say, well, what's the difference then? Why don't they go to heaven? Because that animal doesn't have a living soul. His soul dies when his body dies. Back over in Genesis chapter 2. It said, and God breathed into Adam's nostrils, and he became a living soul. Never says that about the animals. So when the animal dies, that's the end of him. His spirit goes down, his soul is not a living soul, and his body is no longer a living body. He is dead once and for all forever. But that's not the way it is with you. You've got a living soul, and if your spirit has been quickened, it doesn't go down, it goes up. And your soul goes with it. Okay? So that's what happens to you at death.